Thursday night, it's Garden City Community College Coaches Show. This will be the final segment of our show. Tonight's show a little shorter than normal due to some unforeseen circumstances, but we're happy to bring with you live from Old Chicago. We just had guard Braxton Jones. We now bring on assistant coach from the men's basketball team, Jack Velasquez. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Big weekend for you. Hutch on Saturday, Lions on Sunday. How's your gut feeling?
I'm excited for both games, man. And I think, you know, with Hutch on Saturday, I think we're going to put up a good battle. You know, I think we'll be ready. You know, we do a pretty good job of getting these guys prepared. And then with the Lions, man, I mean, they're balling out. I'm just really excited. And, you know, it's been a long time since the Lions have, you know, been to the playoffs, let alone have a home playoff game. And now they got two in a row. And, you know, I'm just excited for that.
First time you ever had a chance to text about the Lions winning a playoff game.
Yeah.
So congrats there.
Thank you.
That was an awesome game to watch Sunday night. You were one of the first people that I texted because you're one of the few Lions fans that I know. But who were some of the first people that you texted after that?
Oh, my dad, no question.
Oh, yeah?
My dad's, he's had season tickets for 27, 28 years. So he's going on year 30 right now.
Dang.
So he was, I mean, I was texting throughout the game. He wasn't responding, but no, he was definitely the first person I texted. And once they got to the concourse after the game, he FaceTimed me, and you know, we had a little bit of a celebration, you know, with, you know, my uncle and my cousin and my mom were there too. So, you know, it was, you know, it's happy to see him happy too, because it's been a long time coming for him as well. So
oh yeah, I was gonna say it's been a long time for Detroit, but good luck to you guys on Sunday. I'll be rooting against you, but you know what, we'll talk about it on Monday. You actually got the chance to go to a Lions game over break. Could you just feel how different it is there now compared to when you went as a kid?
It's completely different. I'll be honest, like, even when I was a kid, like, Detroit fans believed year after year after year after year. And I'll be honest, like, the games are way more rowdy and way more exciting because we're winning. But even when I was going as a kid, like, those games were rowdy and they were loud. Like, I mean, you know, the Detroit fans, like, people, you know, people don't believe when I say, but we're really about our Detroit Lions. Like, even when they're not playing good, like, we're really about them. And you know, so it's just great to see them finally winning some games and making the playoffs, you know, making statements. So
you and I are both very new to this area. I text a lot of my friends from college. Who are some of the people that you really like to keep in touch with?
All my friends back home. I've been friends with pretty much the same kids since kindergarten. Obviously, I made some more friends along the way, but you know, the main ones are, I mean, we have a 15-person group chat with all my friends back home. So, I mean, I talk to them almost every single day. You know, I mean, there's days where I come out of practice and there's 200 group text messages from that group chat. I'm just like, I'm not reading this. But, you know, I talk to them almost every single day. So,
man, that's awesome. I wanted to ask what it was like for you at Oakland. You filled in as a student manager. You were with Sam Kell and Griffin Beers. You still keep in touch with those guys?
Yeah, I talked to Sam, you know, pretty decently frequently. You know, I check with him. He's at Rochester University and NAIA school, actually right down the road from Oakland. You know, they're doing well. They're a really good NAIA. You know, they have a good program. So I try and check in with him at least once a month. And Griff, you know, me and Griff, we have a group chat with some of, you know, with the video coordinator and the director of ops. And, you know, we talk in that pretty frequently as well. And their graduate assistant as well. So, you know, with them, you know, I'm always talking to them. Those are my dudes and those are my friends for life.
I would talk to some of the student trainers. I actually travel with them and stay with them when I went on women's basketball trips at Miami. I know what you guys go through. I mean, it is a lot of late nights working on holidays. Can you give a testament to how much work these student trainers do across the country?
They, you know, with student trainers and student management, they do a lot and they mean a lot to every single program. You know, I've been through it, you know, the late nights, you know, packing up the uniforms, you know, making sure everything was good to go for the road trip. Even on road trips, you know, it's nonstop. Like, you're making sure the food's there on time, making sure the meetings are ready for film, making sure the scouts are ready, you know, making sure the dudes are team meals on time. You know, they're doing, you know, between the managers and the trainers, you know, they're doing everything, you know, so it's a big testament. And I, you know, all the student trainers, you know, I saw a few of them working pretty hard today in the hallway, and I'm just sitting there smiling, and I'm like, I remember those days. And even today, you know, I'm still like that a lot of the time. So, you know, I give them a ton of credit and I try to show my appreciation as much as possible.
I remember you told me your favorite road trip was Bahamas, right?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Can you talk me through that road trip real quick?
It was just a fun road trip. I mean, I went, you know, because, you know, we only traveled with one student manager, so I was by myself. And the fun thing about it was, is it was the MTE tournament, and which is, we played three games in 3 days, and we went early. So we had about 2.5 days to do really whatever we wanted. So I really, you know, the first 2 days I didn't have a whole ton of work to do. And because, you know, I made sure a lot of my stuff was done beforehand, and I really got to relax in the Bahamas, and that was a lot of fun. You know, I made a lot of good memories with, you know, Colin and Jack and Luke and some of the other coaches as well. And, you know, even a lot of the players, I was close with a lot of players as well. You know, it was just good to make those memories. And yeah, and even with the games, you know, they're high level games. We went 0-3, unfortunately, but, you know, they're all high level. You know, we kept them close, and, you know, it was just a fun, cool experience.
I read an article from Oakland University that was about you, Sam, and Griffin, and it said that all three of you got into that business because you wanted to get into coaching. When did that idea happen for you?
For me, I kind of always wanted to be in coaching. At first, when I was a freshman in high school, I just wanted to be a high school basketball coach and a math teacher is really all I wanted to be. And then I realized as I got older how hard making cuts would be. So, and I kind of, you know, I kind of like traveling, you know, I kind of like, you know, watching high level players. And I'm like, you know what, I think recruiting would be pretty fun. You know, I've always liked watching film and, you know, the X's and O's side and build a relationship with players and, you know, being in the gym. I used to love being in the gym with my trainers and my coaches, and I, you know, I want to return that as well. So I kind of knew making cuts would be hard. I think recruiting would be the way to go, and I should probably get into college basketball.
Where did the math teacher idea come from?
I'll be honest. I was always good at math. Actually, not always good at math. There was one point in time where I was not a very good math student. And one day, you can even ask my math teacher, Miss Wegren. There was one day it just clicked for me, and then off I went. I was just all A student in math, and I loved math. I thought I was good at teaching it. I have a couple cousins that are math teachers, so you know, I kind of knew if I wanted to be a high school coach, teaching would probably be the way to get into it. So, I mean, I went with math just because I was good at it.
Dang, A-plus kid then.
Not A-plus.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I was good in math. I couldn't do science.
Science wasn't my thing.
I took three different science classes in 4 years of high school. I couldn't get any of it.
Science was never my thing, especially chemistry.
Oh, my God, don't even get me started. I mean, that is math, but it just stinks, doesn't it? You have a favorite memory from Oakland?
I mean, I've got a lot of them. I mean, I'll be honest, like, the memories really came from, you know, we had a back office, no windows, you know, the air conditioning didn't really, you know, it worked, and it was basically just a giant fan is what it was, but, you know, sitting back there, we would do mock drafts for baseball and football and basketball, and we would just, you know, in our off time, you know, when we didn't have a whole lot to do, you know, those were probably kind of the best memories, just being in that back office with all the managers, our video coordinator, our graduate assistant, you know, just being around those guys and, you know, just making memories like that.
Were you talking mock drafts? Were you talking guys that were about to go into the league or just overall players from those teams?
I mean, we've done mock drafts of guys who we would take from the Horizon League itself. We would do NBA teams, like the best NBA players between 2023 and 2000. You know, we would do those kinds of drafts. You know, we just, you know, we had a lot of fun back there.
Okay, so 1-1 right now, if you have the pick, you're building an NBA franchise, what current player are you taking right now?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, it's hard not to go away from LeBron, you know, especially because there's, you know, you have LeBron, but on top of it, you get his son with him at some point. So
that is true.
You know, so, I mean, it's not, you know, it's hard to go away from him. You know, I'm a big Kevin Durant fan, so I would, you know, I would probably, you know, think about having him. So
do you believe there's going to be NBA teams that will sign LeBron, or excuse me, will draft Bronny solely to be able to sign LeBron too?
Yes, because I think LeBron's one of those dudes where whatever team he's on, they're going to win.
So very open question for you next. What were some of the things that brought you to Garden City?
I mean, the big thing was the opportunity to get, you know, my foot into the actual coaching door. You know, I was a student manager for 3 years. You know, sometimes as a manager, you don't get to say much. A lot of it's just, you know, they ask you to do something, you know, you do it. And, you know, I was blessed with a great opportunity at Oakland. You know, Coach Smitty, Coach Cuff, Coach Campy, Coach Tony Jones, you know, Colin, Jack, Luke, you know, all those dudes. You know, they gave me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, you know, really, you know, learn things about the coaching world, which, you know, it set me up for this job. And, you know, I'm really thankful for them. But what really brought me here is, you know, it was the best opportunity for me to learn my coaching voice, you know, build a relationship with players, you know, on the coaching side versus being someone who's taking classes with these players and you have kind of more of a friendship than you do coach player bond. And, you know, and I had other options. You know, I had a couple NAIs, I had a couple Division Ones in the Sun Belt. And, you know, I think this was just the best opportunity for me, you know, get recruiting experience, get scouting experience, you know, get director of operations experience. You know, just, you know, you wear so many hats in JUCOs. At JUCO, I really think you get a little bit of everything out of it.
Was there a favorite lesson that you learned from Coach Gapey?
I mean, I've learned, you know, that dude's been in the business for 40 years. You know, there's a ton of things I learned. And there's one quote that's always stuck with me. It's consistency is the hallmark of greatness. And he basically, and he preaches that almost every single day. It's, you know, if you're consistent, you're going to be great.
I like that.
You know, I try to tell some of our guys this sometimes. I know Braxton's heard it a couple times. I know Boston Harker's heard it a couple times. You know, so, I mean, I try and preach it as well because that's one thing that really stuck with me.
Braxton's still sitting here. Is that grain in your head?
Yes.
He just said yes. So, okay, there's that. One other thing that's been great that I've been seeing is how tight that you and the other two assistants are. I talked to Coach Harmon on the show last week. Coach Autry was one of the first people that I really started to talk to when I got here. Talk to me about the bond that you three have.
Man, those two dudes are awesome, man. You know, starting with Coach Mike, you know, him and I share an office. So, I mean, we're with each other pretty much all day, every day. You know, him and I have a great relationship. I've learned a ton from him. He's played overseas. He has a player development background. You know, he's got a couple years of coaching experience. You know, I just, you know, every single day I'm learning something from him. You know, he does a great job. You know, he built relationships with every single player before he even got here. Like, he was on the phone with them, you know, building a relationship with them. You know, I really, really learned a lot from him. And Coach Jack's, like, I've never seen that dude have a bad day. You know, he's always happy. He's always energetic. You know, he's always coming in, trying to hype dudes up, dudes are having a bad day. You know, he's always there to try to pick him up, cheer him up. You know, he's always positive. You know, he's awesome. And between the three of us, man, it's a lot of fun. We're really, really close.
One of the things Coach Harmon mentioned last week is that your assistant coach workouts, he benches the most. Is that true?
He benches the most, definitely. but I'm gonna put this on record. We're doing his workout plan. So he's been doing it a little bit longer than me and Coach Jax have. So he's kind of got, you know, some leeway on that. So,
but you two are building on that workout plan.
Oh yeah,
you're
definitely
getting there.
No, it's a great workout plan that he has.
That's good to hear. One thing that he also told me last week is you guys, just three guys, just love basketball. That bond immediately coming apart.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, when I first met Coach Jax, you know, it was actually for Thomas Tooth's visit, because I had just moved here and, you know, Coach Jax was there for the visit, and immediately, like, me and Coach Jax, like, we clicked like that. And, you know, when Coach Mike came on campus, like, we clicked just like that as well. I mean, you know, like, when he first got here, like, him and I actually went to, I want to say it was here for dinner, actually. And we just back and forth, just talking about the places we've been, you know, the experience we've had. And, we clicked pretty fast as well.
I'll be honest, there's not a whole ton of other places. So very well might have been here. Talk to me about this group. You guys are 11-6 now. You guys are scoring for fun. I mentioned it earlier with Braxton. What's the bus ride and locker room been like with this team?
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, there's a lot of days where me and Coach Mike, especially after practice, we'll go in there and we'll just, you know, hang out with the guys, and dudes will be laughing, joking around. You know, this is a really fun group to be with. You know, they all get along. You know, they're all joking around always. They're always together. You see one, you probably see four or five of them, you know. There's days that me and Coach Mike will go to the cafeteria as well and eat, and they'll all be sitting together.
Braxton, you know, told me relentless was the one word to describe this group. You agree?
I 100% agree. These dudes are awesome.
Talk to me about someone who's really impressed you with how far they've come from November to now. I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I was going
to
say there's a ton of them. I mean, Braxton's definitely one of them as well. You know, Brody's gotten a lot better as well. You know, and to see these two, you know, in my opinion, and statistically it's true, the two best scorers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to see where they've come, you know, since they've first been here, they've both really grown as players. You know, Braxton, you know, when he first got here, like, he's really grown a lot, you know, defensively and, you know, concepts and stuff like that. Brody, he's really starting to mold into a leader. Even Charles, you know, he wasn't, you know, when he first got here, like, he wasn't supposed to play. And, you know, he's, you know, from the way he handled that situation early, you know, it was great. And to see where he's at now, to see how happy he is, and he played well the other night or last night, and just see that, it's great. Thomas as well, you know. So, I mean, all the guys, really. I mean, a lot of them came really, really far.
You mentioned really wanting to develop some player relationships with the guys on this team. Who's one guy you've really enjoyed working with?
Me and Cooper have a great relationship. You know, that's my dude. You know, even, you know, he was the second player that I met when I first came here. Jay Steinmetz was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But Cooper, you know, he was one of the first ones that I met. You know, obviously, Coach Jack's being around, I was around Cooper a lot in the summer, you know, during the kids' camp, especially the first one. So me and Cooper formed a bond pretty early. And then when Braxton and Jordan Bull came on campus early as well, you know, I formed a pretty good relationship with all three of them as well. I
want to go back to that article for my last question for you. It said your dream is to be a head coach one day.
Yep.
Is that still true?
Yes, very true.
So what are the identities of a Jack Golaska team?
I mean, it's going to be a team that's going to work hard. They're going to play defense, and they're going to guard. I mean, that's the two things. And I coached AAU before, and my thing was always, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to score a lot of points. I'm going to give you guys freedom, but the only way you guys can do that is if you play your butts off on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, if you don't do that, then when a me bring the leash in a little bit, and, you know, we're going to run some stuff. But if you guys fly around and play hard on defense and guard, like, you guys will have the ultimate freedom offensively. And I'm sure when I'm a college head coach, like, you know, there'll definitely be some structure in the offense. But, you know, like, I'll probably stand by the you play defense. We're going to have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Can't wait to see that one day, hopefully. Can't wait to hopefully have one of those mock drafts with you, too.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Got it. That is it for tonight's edition of the Garden City Community College Coach Show. I want to give a big shout-out to Braxton Jones, assistant coach Jack Alaska, for joining our show tonight. Show will be airing next Thursday, but we'll be off the Thursday after that due to a tie-up with high school basketball's game rescheduled against Laverne. For Colin Wolf, back in the WKR 999 The Rock Studio, my name is Cal Friedman. Have a good rest of your Thursday night. We'll talk to you on the morning roundup tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.